Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imc.org, for August 19th to the 25th, 2017. Israeli attacks leave one Palestinian killed, others injured, as Palestinian leadership demands solid basis to resume talks with Israel. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. Israeli troops attacked anti-war and settlement protests on Friday, organized at a number of West Bank villages. As a result, many residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Protests this week were organized in the central West Bank villages of Bil'in, Na'lin, and Nabi Saleh, in addition to in Kufr Kadum village in northern West Bank. Israeli soldiers attacked protesters in Nabi Saleh before even leaving the village. At the nearby villages of Bil'in and Na'lin, residents and their supporters reached the Israeli wall. In Kufr Kadum, troops also attacked the villagers and their international supporters at the village entrance. Later, troops stormed the village and fired tear gas at protesters. This week, various Palestinian political bodies have rejected U.S. envoy visit to Ramallah within U.S. efforts for peace. Meanwhile, Palestinian leadership look forward to resuming peace talks with Israel on some solid basis. IMC's Ramel Magari has more.
Spokesperson for the Palestinian presidency, Nabil Abu Rodina, described meetings with U.S.'s envoy to the region, Kushner, as a profound and positive. Abu Rodina asserted on the long-time Palestinian demand that Israel should hold all settlements construction as a basis for resumption of peace talks between the two sides. In the meantime, no concrete findings have been reported regarding Kushner's talks with both Palestinians and Israelis. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas reaffirmed Palestinians' willingness to resume peace on solid basis, on top of which halt of Israeli measures in the occupied Palestinian territories. Meanwhile, the President met with Saudi officials, coordinating necessary steps for the upcoming period, as United States has a stated willingness to reach peace between Palestinians and Israelis. In the West Bank city of Ramallah, various political bodies demanded the Palestinian Authority to make no concessions and that the U.S. should genuinely involve in the peace process. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Mughari in Gaza.
This week, Israeli troops killed a Palestinian civilian at a West Bank checkpoint as ISS-affiliated attackers kill a security officer in Gaza. IMC's Ghassan Banoura reports.
On Saturday, Israeli forces killed Kutayba Zahran, 17, from Allar village near Tulkarim city in northern West Bank. The teenager was walking near a bus station when an Israeli soldier shouted at him to stop. However, the soldiers stationed inside the watchtower established at the checkpoint directly opened fire at Zahran and killed him. The Israeli forces claimed that the child attempted to stab one of the Israeli border guards officers who were securing the checkpoint. During the week, Israeli troops conducted at least 53 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and Jerusalem. During these invasions, Israeli troops detained at least 49 Palestinian civilians, including 14 children. In Gaza, a Palestinian security officer was killed when two men detonated an explosive belt near the border with Egypt on Thursday morning. The explosion killed the man wearing the belt, wounding his companion. Palestinian sources in Gaza say that this is the first suicide bombing directed at Hamas. The two men who carried out the attack are said to be affiliated with the extremist Salafist group and were attempting to enter Egypt to fight against the Egyptian government, which has been cooperating with Israel to crack down on Daesh in the country. Also in Gaza, Israeli soldiers shot and seriously injured a Palestinian fighter of the National Resistance Brigades, the arm wing of the Democratic Front for the Liberation of Palestine, DFLP, after the army fired dozens of live rounds at a training camp in North Gaza. On Monday, Israeli gunboats opened fire and chased Palestinian fishing boats northwest of Beit Lahia village, north of the Gaza Strip. Such attacks were also reported on Thursday and Wednesday of this week. Moreover, Israeli soldiers attacked Friday many Palestinian protesters east of Jabalia town in the northern part of the Gaza Strip shot one with gas bomb in his chest and caused many others to suffer the severe effects of tear gas inhalation. Many Palestinians also suffered effects of tear gas inhalation east of Gaza City and in central Gaza. For IAMC News, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for August 19th to the 25th, 2017, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imamc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Iman Abdrabo Bannoura.